Tatro is founder and president of Tatro Capital. He is with us now. Good morning, Quint.
Hey, good morning, Jack. How are you?
I'm good. How's it going?
Good. Calling in from the hills of Virginia as I'm on a business trip, but nonetheless, just always making sure to get in and update everybody what's going on. Futures are flat this morning as we end the quarter. Oil still trading above 50. 51.73, it's really had a bullish rise of late, something to keep an eye on. It's picking up the slack as sort of technology stocks and groups start to falter a little bit and the energy sector and materials start to increase, which is a positive for the economy and certainly our portfolios. But nonetheless, economic data. Yesterday we saw GDP come in at a strong 3.1. As you remember, it hit 3% annualized last month. We continue to head in the right direction there. That is a huge, huge deal for the economy and our fiscal responsibilities. Initial jobless claims, continuing claims, they were in line. Today we have the Chicago Purchasing Manager Survey and University of Michigan Sentiment Indicator. Both of those, I'm guessing, are not market-moving events. An area that I'm going to be keeping an eye on very closely this weekend, not getting a lot of press at all, and it's one of those things that it just might not unless it escalates, and that is, you may have heard, you may have not, Catalonia in Spain is trying to basically secede and have their own Brexit, if you will. They are have long been recognized as almost an independent state, but they're still under Spanish government and part of the Spanish, part of the actual country of Spain, but they have been attempting to secede now for over the last year, and it is coming to a head. Sunday they have scheduled a referendum to vote on this secession, and it is being blocked by the primary government in Spain. It's causing tremendous amount of tension, protests, etc. And so these things, you know, they're not issues until they are, and we'll be watching very closely about how this transpires over the weekend, if it breaks into, you know, rioting and issues and so forth. And then ultimately, if they have the vote and they do secede, because Spain is a big deal when it comes to the European Union in that they have a significant amount of debt. Catalonia represents 20% of their economy. And so, again, it's just one of these little ripples to watch and see how it impacts the general market going forward.
Financial facts, sir?
So, as many know, Hugh Hefner passed away this week at age 91. Yeah. He looked like he was 19
right.
Still.
Right.
Many don't know that he will be buried next to Marilyn Monroe. She graced the cover of the very first issue of Playboy, a photo he purchased for $500 before she was who she was. But in 1992, he purchased that crypt next to Monroe in Westwood Village Memorial Park for a small sum of $75,000.
Gee. I've seen that crypt. Wow, that's wild. I did not know that.
There you go.
Have a great weekend. Thank you.
All right. You too.
Quint Tatro, president and founder of Tatro Capital. That's what I said.